وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء مولانا سليم ساب بالله سبحانه وتعالى raise you in rank. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, tonight the 26th Tarawih was performed and the recitation of the 27th Para has taken place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses those angels whom Ibrahim, Ibrahim alayhi salam regarded as ordinary guests. When the reality opened up to him and he came to know that these were angels, he asked them, "What important task did you come for?" So they told him that they had been sent to rain down stones and destroy the nation of Lut. Besides the nation of Lut, Surah Zariyat mentions the end result of Fir'aun, the nations of Ad, Samud, and Nuh alayhi salam, and thereafter turns our attention to the creation of the heavens and the earth. Allah declares this scientific reality that Allah Ta'ala has created everything in pairs. At the end of the surah, the purpose of man and jinn's creation have been mentioned, which is the recognition and the worship of Allah Ta'ala. We are informed that Allah Ta'ala is responsible for the sustenance of all creation. A warning of punishment on the day of Qiyamah is sounded out to the disbelievers and the mushrikeen. Then we go on to Surah Tur. It has in the beginning of the surah, after taking an oath on five things, Allah Ta'ala mentions, "Inna adaba rabbika lawaqi." Verily the punishment of your Rabb will definitely take place. None can escape it. Under the commentary of these verses, some commentators have mentioned the incident of Hazrat Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu ta'ala an, to show the powerful effect of the Quran on the hearts. He came to Medina Munawwara while he was still a disbeliever to discuss the prisoners of Badr. When he reached there, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting Surah Tur in Maghrib Salah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached the seventh verse, the translation of which is, "Verily the punishment of your Rabb will definitely take place." Hazrat Jubair radiallahu ta'ala says, then on hearing it, I felt as if my heart was going to burst. Therefore, I accepted Islam due to fear of the punishment descending. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited the 35th and 36th verse, in which Allah Ta'ala asked, "Were they created without a creator? Or are they the creators themselves? Or did they create the heavens and the earth?" The fact is that they have no conviction. He says that on hearing these verses, the thoughts crossed my mind that my heart and senses were going to collapse. Such is the dynamism of the noble Quran. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to be patient in propagating and inviting and to glorify and praise Allah Ta'ala, tasbih and tahmid. Allah Ta'ala asserts that He will protect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the oppressors will have to face two punishments. One is the worldly punishment and one is the punishment of the hereafter. Then Surah Najm was also recited in the Tarawih. The important points mentioned in the surah: in the beginning of the surah, an oath is taken on the falling stars, mentioning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's truthfulness. The miracle of Miraj is mentioned when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam witnessed the wonders and marvels of Allah's power and kingdom. He saw Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form. He visited such places like Jannah, Jahannam, Baitul Ma'mur, and Sidratul Muntaha. Surah Najm criticized the mushrikeen who worship idols such as Lat, Uzza, and Manat. and who regard the angels to be Allah's daughters. This surah discusses Qiyamah, where the good and evil actions of men will be fully recompensed. Mention is made of the pious, that they abstain from major sins and acts of shamelessness, whereas the disbelievers turned away from Islam. This noble surah mentions also some proofs of Allah's power and Allah's oneness. Then we go on to Surah Qamar, Iqtarabat al-Sa'ah, which was recited in the Taraweeh tonight. They are glad tidings for the believers and warnings for the disbelievers. There are advices and lessons in it, as well as fundamental beliefs like Nabuwat, Risalat, Resurrection, and Taqdeer, predestination. A glimpse of the few important points of the surah. In the first verse of the surah, mention is made of the closing of Qiyamah and the splitting of the moon. The meaning of the closing of Qiyamah is the era after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nubuwwat, is very little compared to the era before it. It is in a narration of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his index and middle finger and said, Qiyamah and I is just closed like this, sent together. The splitting of the moon is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's famous miracle. When the people of Makkah asked him for a miracle, he pointed towards a moon which split into two. However, where would those in whose share guidance was not written accept this? So Allah Ta'ala states, and if they see any miracle, they turn away and say, magic will soon vanish. Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to turn away from them and to wait for that day when they will arise from their graves. Their eyes will be lowered. The blackness of disgrace will envelop their faces. They will go towards a caller. It is Israfil alayhi salam running and will say, this is indeed a very difficult day for us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his revelation of Surah Rahman in the Quran, which is a very, very magnificent surah, was also recited. It is, the other name is Urusul Quran. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everything has an urus, a beauty, and the bride and the beauty of the Quran is Surah Rahman. In this surah, Allah ta'ala has mentioned these favors, the first of which is the revelation of the Quran and teaching it to his servants. Definitely, this is a great favor. No material favor can ever compare with it. Every bounty has some substitute or the other, but nothing can ever substitute the Quran. Its very verse and every letter is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. The Quran is a protector, gatherer, and abrogator of the contents of all other heavenly scriptures. Allah Ta'ala commences his Quran with his quality of Rahman, the most merciful. Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Quran, as if to inform us that all of Allah Ta'ala's bounties, especially the bounty of the Quran, is due to the blessings and effects of his mercy. Due to him being Rahman, he has mercy on his servants. He grants them all types of bounties for their instructions and guidance. He has revealed the Quran to show the greatness and honor of the Quran. The teaching of the Quran has been mentioned before the creation of man. Thereafter, the surah mentions Allah Ta'ala's bounties, which are spread out throughout the universe. The sun and moon, which move about in their orbits according to Allah's set pattern. The stars and trees, which are in prostration in front of Allah. The earth, which has been spread out like a carpet. Different fruits, grains and flowers from which man takes benefits from. Rivers of sweet and bitter water which flow in the respective places. Pearls and emeralds which are extracted from these oceans. Ships that sail in the seas. And besides these worldly bounties, the bounties of the hereafter as well as punishments have been mentioned. Mention is made of the flames and smoke of the fire of Jahannam, wherein one cannot breathe properly. Jahannam, whose spark is sufficient to burn man, the boiling water which the people of Jahannam will be constrained to drink and which will cut through their intestines. On the other side, for those who fear Allah, there is a promise of two lush and dense gardens, flowing streams, two types of every type of fruit and spread out carpets. The people of Jannah will sit reclining on pillows of thick silk. Besides the above mentioned gardens, there will be two other gardens which are lower than the first two. Two streams will gush forth from them. There will be different types of fruit, as well as such hoors, maidens of paradise, who will be an embodiment of modesty and beauty. After mentioning all these mountains of this world in the year after, Allah Ta'ala asks this question 31 times in the surah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which favors of your Rabb do you deny? If there are one or two or even 10 to 20 bounties, they can be denied. However, when the condition is such that the bounties are unaccountable, then to deny them is impossible. So if this surah is studied properly, it will be seen that Allah Ta'ala has in the beginning mentioned the amazing nature of His creation. This verse has been mentioned 8 times in between them. Thereafter, Jahannam and its punishments are mentioned, wherein the verse is mentioned 7 times. One who has studied the Quran knows that Jahannam has 7 doors. Thereafter, mentioning the gardens of Jannah and the inhabitants of Jannah, this verse has been mentioned 8 times, and the doors of Jannah are 8. Finally, those gardens are mentioned which are lower in rank than the first ones. Here too, this verse is mentioned 8 times. So the people of knowledge have extracted this result from this order and division, that the person who has firm belief in the first 8 and practices according to his demands, Allah Ta'ala will save him from the 7 doors of Jahannam and will make him worthy of the 2 types of Jannah. At the end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala states, the name of your Rabb is full of blessings, Tabarak Asmu Rabbik, who is most magnificent, the most kind. The ulama state that the name referred to is the name which Allah Ta'ala commences the surah with. This is an indication that the creation of the heavens and earth and the existence of Jannat and Jahannam and whatever else has been mentioned in the surah is a result of the mercy of Ar-Rahman. Then Surah Waqiyah was recited in the Taraweeh. It is also called the Surah of Wealth, Suratul Ghina. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala has narrated, whoever recites Surah Waqiyah every night will never face poverty. The surah informs us that when Qiyamah will take place, then an earthquake will take place on the earth. The mountains will be raised to dust. Men will be divided into 3 groups. Ashabul Yameen, those who will be in Jannah. Ashabul Shimal, those who will be in Jahannam. Sabiqoon, the special believers who surpass others in the good actions. After dividing men into 3 groups, the recompense of every one is mentioned in detail. After this, the surah brings forth proofs of existence, unity, and perfect power of Allah Ta'ala, as well as proofs of resurrection and reckoning. Allah, who creates man from a drop of liquid, who creates trees and plants from seeds placed in the soil, who causes rain to fall from the clouds, and who creates fire from the wood from the trees. And Allah Ta'ala can bring a dead person back to life. After mentioning his power, Allah Ta'ala mentions the greatness of his speech. Thereafter, he takes an oath on the falling stars. Regarding this oath, Allah Ta'ala states, this is undoubtedly a great oath if you knew. After taking this oath, Allah Ta'ala says, verily, this is the honorable Quran in a protected tablet. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٍ. Only pure people should touch it. It has been revealed from the Rabb of the universe. Then we go on to Surah Hadid, the Surah of Iron. Allah Ta'ala has created steel. This surah has been named Surah Hadid because this surah has 3 main topics which are worthy of consideration. Whatever is in the universe belongs to Allah. He is the creator and owner of everything. Everything in the universe praises and glorifies Him. Men and animals, trees and rocks, jinn and angels, plants and stones, in short, everything, either verbally or by action, testifies to His greatness and majesty. When there was nothing, He was in existence. When nothing remains, then too He will be there. He overpowers everything. Nothing can overpower Him. He is so apparent that in everything He manifests Himself, and He is so hidden that no mind can comprehend His reality and no sense can perceive Him. The command is given to believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of sacrificing one's life and wealth for the upliftment of deen. Allah Ta'ala encourages spending in the path of Allah. Why is it that you do not spend in the path of Allah when the inheritance of the heavens and the earth belongs to Him? After your death, He alone will be the owner of your wealth, goods, gold, silver and precious metals. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala states, who is there who will grant Allah Ta'ala a beautiful loan so that Allah Ta'ala will multiply it for him so that he may have a generous reward? Together with encouragement of spending in the path of Allah, the condition of the true believers and the hypocrites are also mentioned. Thereafter, the believers are warned in a severe tone that they should not be deceived by the life and outward attraction of this world like the hypocrites, Jews and the Christians. Allah Ta'ala states, has not the time come for the believers to submit to Allah's remembrance and to the truth which has been revealed, and do not be like those who had been given the book before, when after a long period of time elapsed, their hearts hardened. A large number of them are sinners. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions the reality of this world to men so that he does not become deceived by its outward glamour and beauty. We are made to understand that this world is a mirage, a deception, a place of play and futility. إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا لَهُ وَلَعِبُ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. People of low intelligence are proud of their abundance of wealth and children. They have heirs over their lineage and ancestry. They spend their whole life and all their abilities in gathering the goods of this world. At the end of the surah, a promise of a double reward is given to those who fear Allah and believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the bestowal of a light by means of which they will be able to navigate the darkness of the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all this beautiful nur. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.